Okay, so this is Hilchos Chanukah. We're holding on Taf Resh Ayin Gimel. What are the oils and the wicks that we can use to light the Chanukah candles? So it says here that every oil and every wick is kosher for Chanukah, even though that the oil doesn't get drawn up after the wick, and that the light hangs upon it when it's lighting. So it's a big chiddush here, because in Masechta Shabbos it says, and we read it every Friday night, what are we allowed to light with? What are the proper things we light with? Right? We have, you know, you can't light with pitch, you can't light with certain oils, bad oil. Here it's saying for Hanukkah though, everything is kosher that we could light with. The Ramah says though, however, olive oil is the preferred choice. And if we don't have olive oil, then we can light with a clear, pure oil. And nowadays, our custom is to also light with wax candles, because those candles produce a nice, clear light. So even though you could light with some other things, really, you should try to light with olive oil, or a pure oil that will burn nicely, or wax candles on that. Now it says then, so even on Erev Shabbos, you can light with these other candles or other wicks, because you would think that it's Atzer on Shabbos. You think, so I'm lighting on Shabbos, I shouldn't be able to do it. But since, and we're going to see, but since you can't benefit from the light anyway, there's no issue that you're going to come and tilt the candles and try to get it to light or anything, because you can't benefit from the Hanukkah candles anyway. So you can light with inferior wicks and inferior oil for Hanukkah. And it says that. Okay, and you're not allowed, so we're saying you can't benefit from this light, so even checking your money or something small in front of it, you can't do that. You can't do even a temporary use in front of the lights as well. You can't say, oh, let me just, take a quarter up to see what year the quarter is, or a shekel is, in front of the candles of the Chanukah, because you're not allowed to use them at all. Because they're holy things that you can't use. So there are some that say you can use it, for Kedusha, but we're accustomed to lighting an extra candle, so that this way, if we want to use the candle, we have the shamash, you know, that we can use it for. And that's our minhag now. We add another candle so we can benefit from this light. So basically, it comes out here is we would have thought, the Mishnah Berurah says, then we would think that we can't use these bad oils, because, you know, it's going to produce a bad light, it's not going to draw up nicely, and also in Shabbos, you can't light those. But here it's saying, you can use those, because the lighting is the mitzvah, and once you light them, if it got extinguished, you wouldn't have to relight it, so you're able to do it. So it's kosher for Hanukkah. In any case, though, we said we should take a nice wick, a wick of cotton, or a wick of linen, and the oil, like, you can't use oil that was fat, that's prohibited. Basar v'chalav, you couldn't do that. So it still has to be kosher to be eaten, or kosher for consumption, kosher to be used, would be what you'd be able to use to light it. So you can't use something you cooked, you know, beef in a pot of milk, and then decided to take that, skim off the fat on that, and put it in your Hanukkah. You can't use it. You have a question?
Why did they allow different oils? Because the nest was made only.
They allowed different oils because they still produce light, because the mitzvah is lighting. So it's saying, if you don't have that olive oil, nowadays olive oil is cheaper. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, how much is a bottle of oil now? 30 shekels for pure olive oil, right? 40 for really good stuff, you know, 20, 30 shekels. So what's that? $10, let's say, right? Back then, if it was a lot harder to make and you had to rely on it, where are you getting it from? You didn't have so many options. You could light with other oil and still fulfill that mitzvah. Saying also, and now wax candles also very cheap as well. So if you don't have olive oil, you could go by to the store, buy a packet of wax candles for what, 5 shekels probably, a whole pack of candles. I don't know.
They have to be in the candle light for at least 30 minutes.
Right, they have to light for the time. And that's what we said before as well. But it comes out all the time. Allah keeps saying, if it goes out, whether or not you have to relight it for that time. And we'll see, like, if it's if it's onus, if you're shogeg, when do you have to relight that candle? But obviously on Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't relight it. You're lighting, and then you're going to shul, and at Shabbos times, you're not going to light it. So now it's saying, though, on Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah, it's saying, for the shamash, though, you should make sure that it's a quality shamash, because you're going to use that light. So it's Erev Shabbos, so you're not going to relight it, so you want to make sure, so because you can use from it, you want to make sure that it's quality, so you're not going to come to tilt it and stuff, that, you know. And now if a rat fell into your oil, or it's disgusting, you can't use that for Hanukkah. So even though you have this other oil or something, or even olive oil, if the rat came all of a sudden and fell in your vat of olive oil, it'd be disgusting, you can't use it for Hanukkah. We said wax candles, so in any case though, it's the mitzvah is with olive oil is preferred. But with wax candles, it also fulfills, it's better than wax candles, because olive oil is what the mitzvah was filled. That's what Gideon was saying, that's what we filled the mitzvah with, was with oil. So we're saying that even on Shabbos, what comes out on this is that we would think that you would come to tilt the candles and try to use it, but we're not concerned with that because it's also to use the Hanukkah candles, so most people know that. So whereas the Shabbos, you know, you could benefit from those candles. And Shabbos, you might be concerned, all my candles going out, I gotta tilt it, I gotta have Shalom Bayis, I gotta have lights to see. Hanukkah candles, you can't benefit from it at all. So we're not concerned here that you're gonna come to that and tilt it. So you can use these inferior things. Okay, so let's see here, next one. Okay, so base is, okay, now base talks about what we're saying here. The lighting fulfills the mitzvah. Therefore, if it extinguished before the time, meaning before the half hour, right, you're not obligated to relight it. Even if it extinguishes on Erev Shabbos, before you took in Shabbos, and that it's still, you still have enough time where, you know, just before Shkia, we don't force you to do it. It's not Zakuk. There's no bond on this to relight. V'chen, im la'achar shadika ba, v'takana v'chiba ota, v'shogek. So if, after the time you lit it, and you wanted to adjust it, and it got extinguished, it v'shogek, you're not obligated to relight it as well. And the Ramah says, if you want to be machmir on yourself, you can go back and light, but you don't light with a bracha. So we say candles really should last a half hour when you light them. It should last a time, but saying here, it comes out, the lighting is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to publicize the miracle, and how do we publicize the miracle? By lighting candles. So lighting is the mitzvah. Once you light them, you fulfilled your obligation. But if they go out, and you want to relight them, before obviously Shabbos, or before in any day, and it didn't burn the proper amount of time, you can light them without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then says, that, let's see here, we're talking about after the first night, that there's, am I in the right spot? No, sorry. That's the next one. Okay. So base says, and it wants to tell us, that immediately you fulfill the mitzvah from lighting. Therefore, if it gets extinguished, you don't have to relight it. And if you light it in a place of wind, and you're outside, right, and you're lighting this and it gets extinguished, then you are obligated to relight it, because the wind isn't common, and therefore it's as if you didn't put enough oil in it to last. Meaning, if you did it knowingly that you're in a spot that it's going to blow out, the candles are going to blow out, you have to relight it then, because you didn't. It's not like you fulfilled the mitzvah then, right? Completely went against it. But in any case, it's saying then you don't re-bless on it. So now if you see though that it's the candle or the flame is not going to grab hold of the wick and it'll quickly go out, then again, Chaino Yotzeh Belaki, you didn't fulfill your obligation. So then you have to go back and light it after it's extinguished. Now even if there's still time in the day, the reason for this is that since on Erev Shabbos, you're chayav to light before Shkia, And since you're already blessed on the Mechadik Mi'ashal Chanukah, you've already started the mitzvah. And it's prepared. You've already prepared this mitzvah. And the Taz says, and he disputes this rather, so as long as there's time to still light, you're obligated to light. So the Taz disagrees and says, no, if it's still day out, you have an obligation to relight this. Now, if you want to be machmir on yourself, the Achronim say that we should rekindle, especially on Erev Shabbos. Especially if it goes out. And if you took on Shabbos yourself, and afterwards it extinguished, and there's still time in the day, he could go to somebody who hasn't taken Shabbos yet and ask them to light the candles. And it's even a mitzvah also that brings down here to buy wax from the shul and use it for your Hanukkah candles. Meaning something that they were using throughout the year or throughout the, you know, every day they're lighting candles in the shul, let's say. So you should buy candles from them that they've taken and remelted down now, and they could sell into these candles that they've used for a mitzvah, and use it for your mitzvah, and then this way you're taking one mitzvah and bringing it up to another mitzvah on them. Okay, Gimel. So we say candles of pottery, meaning candle holders of pottery that you use for one night, and they get, or you know, they get old, and you light them another night, you can't use them. Okay, you have to take new candles. Meaning they get disgusting, and the oil clings to it, and it's hard to clean out. You can't reuse those. Nowadays we have glass and things, which says also, but nowadays you don't have so much of a problem for that. But if you wanted to use this old thing that you had and just keep using it, you have to burn it out each night and make sure it's cleared out, and then you can reuse this to light your Hanukkah candles. Now if you have something made out of metal, right, your cups are made out of metal, or if you don't need new ones, and if you have glass or of glazed pottery that are not, then they have the din that they are metal, and you can continue to reuse them every night. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah Gimel then. So it says here,
you have to clean them out, and you can use old oil that's still in there from yesterday.
So we'll get to that. I believe no, because the oil has been set aside, but it doesn't mention it here. Right, it's not doing the cleaning out. It's doing more of like the gunk and stuff that when it burns, and the wax and whatever's there.
Ash.
Ash, right, back then.
From the wicks.
From the wicks. So different things. It's saying you have to clean it out. I don't know. We'll have to see, Bezrat Hashem, if you can use the oil again. I'm not sure on that yet. It doesn't mention that here yet. It says the wicks you can use on the next one. But I don't know about the oil, if you can use it. It's assumed that basically your oil is going to burn up. And sometimes we have extra oil, so I'm not sure about this yet on that. But Gimel says basically, on the bottom of Shemur, says really a person should exert himself to have a nice menorah. So a lot of people nowadays have, you know, buy a nice silver menorah for Hanukkah. That's one thing that they get to use this mitzvah. Same thing, you know, like for a Seder plate for Pesach, you have a nice thing, you exert yourself for the mitzvahs to make it. So you have to use another one, we're saying, because it's disgusting, and it denigrates the mitzvah to have this disgusting thing. If you used over and over, and has this oil sitting in there, and it just hasn't been cleaned out in 30 years or something, you're using it to light your menorah, it cheapens the mitzvah on there. Now, if it's covered with metal, covered with metal, we said, or lead. So Dalit now says, we're not concerned about the wicks to change them out. Because when they wear out, and it says, so Mishnah Berurah says, because they don't cheapen the mitzvah, rather on the contrary, they're easier to light, because once you have this wick and you light it, the next day the flame catches it better, so it's easier to use it, so it's actually better for the mitzvah to use an older wick. So it's not say here about the oil yet. So then it says, but on a weekday candle, like meaning you can't use that. Sir, so yes, matirim gamze, like inyan sheyeshachosh. Right, meaning you can't use your weekday candle for Hanukkah unless you extinguish it first and then light it for Hanukkah. And, like, you can't just lit your candle and say, okay, now I want to designate this as Hanukkah. And nowadays, though, we're accustomed to say we don't light a Hanukkah candle to Hanukkah candle, because it's that the mitzvah is not the other candles. Therefore, we don't light. This is what Ma is saying. We don't light from candle to candle. Meaning, really, you should use the shamash. So, if your Hanukkah candle went out, something you shouldn't take candle one and move it up to light candle two, or take candle two to move it to candle one. You should have another candle to light it. And also, you shouldn't use your Hanukkah candle to light your lights of the house. You know, you shouldn't take that Hanukkah candle that's burning and light it to all your other candles in the house, because A, you'd be benefiting from that light, which would be awesome, but also because it cheapens the mitzvah and stuff, and it's the mitzvah. You know, you have this holy thing lighting it, so you're going to cheapen the mitzvah by taking it around and lighting everything there.
What about the shamash?
The shamash is okay, because the shamash, it's not really a Hanukkah candle.
Shamash means to use.
Right, that's what it means. It means to use it, so even though we're saying it, nowadays we have electricity, we're not lighting this candle. The shamash, why are we lighting it for? We're lighting it really to light our Hanukkah candles. But it doesn't have that same kedusha on it. The shamash is, we can take that shamash, that's why we have the shamash. We can take the shamash, now it's dark in the house, we want to light other candles, we can take the shamash and light the other candles. We want to read in front of candles, we can take the shamash and read in front of that and benefit from the shamash. That's why we have that candle. So it's a different din than the Hanukkah candles itself. Let's see here in Mishnah Berurah. Right, and also the same thing, you can't light the shamash from other Hanukkah candles. But you can light the shamash from the shul candles, which says down in the Mishnah Berurah. Like if you sent your servant out there to get a light for Abdallah, you could light it on Motzei Shabbos from the shul candles, but not the Hanukkah candles. Only, you know, the candles that they have there. So that's what base says in the Mishnah, up top. It says that there are those who say that the candles of the basic Knesset, b'shel Shabbos, b'shel Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or Chanukah, all of them are mitzvah. They're all, you know, they have kedusha, and but you're allowed to light with them. The Rama says, "V'udin ner shel Talmud Torah, so or ner the cholek, sorry, tzarik ner. And if you need this candle, then ner shel basic Knesset, ayin lein siman kuf nun dal. So you can see above then, meaning you can transfer the flame there." From those candles, but not from the Hanukkah candles again. From other candles that were burning over Shabbos, and then you need an Abdallah candle. Tuf Reish Ayin Hay.
Sorry, just one other thing.
No, please.
It says that after half an hour of burning, you can eat.
Right, but it comes out that really you should make a declaration. I think it said it before, or I'll say it afterwards. You should have in mind, you should say, like, you know, I'm lighting the Hanukkah candles, and whatever is extra after the Zman, then I can benefit from it. Because there's a question of, if you set it aside already, is it Muksa in your action? You set it aside. And it talks about it, I think later on it will talk about it. So it's better to make this tonight at least and say, whatever burns afterwards, I'm burning only for 30 minutes. If I put in enough oil to last an hour, then I can use that oil. And then it's okay. Then you can use it, then you can light things from it, then you can move it, you can do things from it. Thank you, Ruben. Okay, Tuf Reish Ayin Hay. So we're saying now the lighting is the mitzvah and not the placing. Okay, so we're saying the lighting is the mitzvah, and if you placed it in a place that this is not the mitzvah of Hanukkah, and you lit it there, right? Veina tzarich letzaria nicha l'shem mitzvah Hanukkah, and you don't need to remove it and move it again for Hanukkah. Meaning you didn't have kavanah to place it where you're going to light it. Also, you just put it down somewhere, and then you came to light it, you lit it, that's your mitzvah, you fulfilled your obligation. Even though you didn't have in mind when you took it out, you just happened to be, you know, spring cleaning and taking out your cabinets, and you put down your menorah, and you lit it then, and it's Hanukkah time, you fulfilled your obligation. You don't have in mind, you don't have to have in mind to place it down anywhere. Okay? And then it says, therefore, that the flame, even if the flame was lighting all day, let's say, and you lit it on Erev Shabbos, for the sake of Hanukkah, and Motzei Shabbos came along, what do you do? You have to extinguish it, relight it, for the sake of the mitzvah. So again, the mitzvah is the ikkar here. The lighting is the mitzvah, so we have everyone in mind, lighting, and each day you have to light. Therefore, if it's lighting from day one to day two, you have to extinguish it and relight it. Mikum makom, sarish, yalikum emakom, hanukkah. But in any case, really, you should light it in the place that it's going to be resting, in the place that it's going to be the whole time. Because if you light it inside and you want to take it outside, you don't fulfill your obligation. Because then people will say that it was for his needs. He carried out, you know, just to light his way, light his path. He had to see outside. And if he was lighting it, holding it in his hand, he's lighting this thing in his hand, you don't fulfill your obligation. Because again, people are going to say that you lit it for your own needs. to Aleph on the Mishnah Berurah. So, you, because the blessing is Asher Kishan b'mitzvah Osah b'tzivanu lehadlikner. So we're not saying lehaniach. We're not saying, you know, any other lashon. It's lehadlik, to light. So the mitzvah is lighting the candles. Therefore, we see it sell for so too on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also, that's the blessing lehadlikner. So too we see on Simon Reish Tam and Gimel. That's Hilchos Shabbos. We'll see there. So therefore, we're saying therefore the flame, meaning we're saying there that the placing, even though we hold that the placing is the mitzvah, you would have to extinguish it and raise it up and then place it down again, l'shem mitzvah l'daka. But since the lighting is the mitzvah, you can light it wherever it is. Meaning we would think that you'd have to relight it. You would think, oh, I didn't have in mind to light this, to place it here. Okay, let me actually physically lift it up, then place it down, saying I now want to light Hanukkah candles in this exact spot. To relight it, you don't have to do that. Once you lit it, it's okay. And we don't, and so it says here that from the previous day, meaning it doesn't help whether it was lit from yesterday, that because every day is its own mitzvah, and you have to light it there. Miko Malkum Sharit Tzarich wants to tell us that we don't bother, really, we don't bother us with like placing it down, because the mitzvah fulfills it. Meaning, again, where you placed it, you know, that's, it's good enough, if, as long as you had in mind to light it. So we're saying, back then, everyone lit outside. This Mana Gemara, everyone always would light outside. So then you had to publicize the miracle, right? So obviously you had to light it outside. You couldn't take it and move it. So therefore the placement was outside. Because this was the chayav of Parsume and Nesa. To publicize the miracle, this is where everyone had to do it. So even though nowadays that we don't light it, or that we're more makel and we light inside, in any case, in this matter, we should light the candles in a place that really they're going to wind up. Because this way, somebody will not say, you know, oh, he used it for his own needs. So it comes out, again, we want to be led chachila. The chachila, you should light in the place that it's going to be. And then you could fulfill your obligation there. And this way you don't have to move it, because somebody comes along, sees you moving your Hanukkah candles. Oh, he lit it just to walk outside to find something. You know, he's walking around here. Yeah. So the poskim right here that the hotziu lechutz, if he took it outside, shafila yad laka benacha b'makom echad ifnim or bechutz, if he lit it in one spot and then he, you know, moved it to another spot, kam kem yesh lezayer shelo letzalte aner chanukah b'makom ad shlishlam. So he should be careful again to remove it, or he should be careful not to move it until the time of this, you know, the half hour elapsed, and then he can move it. And then there are those who say, the Achronim say, they're a little bit makel on this, that say, Prima Gadim says, you should be careful not to move them. And even the Hanukkah candles you lit inside the shul. And so too, therefore, and you should be careful not to tilt the candles and move them until the half hour. Now if he was lighting it in his hand, if he was holding it in his hand, the Tad says that the whole time he's holding in his hand, that's the time of the mitzvah. But if he lights in his hand a little bit, and then afterwards he places it down, he fulfilled his obligation. But Achronim say only when he places it down, that you should place it down. So, a few more minutes, okay. Okay, base. Yesh Misha Omer, the cave under Adlaka Osa Mitzvah. Now, there are those who say that lighting is the mitzvah. That you so, therefore, you have to put in enough oil for it before you lit it, so it will last at the proper amount, it'll last 30 minutes. But if you blessed on it and you lit it, and afterwards you added oil until enough, you know, until it would last, you don't fulfill your obligation. So, what's saying? You're meaning you start to light, and you light your candles, and you see, oh, I forgot to add oil to this, or I didn't add enough. I only put in one drop. And that's going to go out in the next minute. And you see that candle already flickering. And you start to add oil, then you take your little funnel or something and then start putting oil in there. You don't fulfill your obligation there. You have to have it set up beforehand that it's going to last the 30 minutes. Even though the lighting fulfills the obligation, again, the chachila, it should burn for 30 minutes on that. So Gimel just says, a woman who lights. So if she lit for the house, and even a man can fulfill his obligation from his wife lighting that. If he stands at the time of lighting and he hears the bracha. So you would have to extinguish that candle and then put more oil in for the time and then relight it without a bracha. That's what we said if you wanted to re-add oil to the candle. Okay, so now Gimel to finish up this one here. Okay, so a woman can light Hanukkah candles. Even though she is obligated in it, although if a deaf person or a shota, a deranged person or a child lights it, he hasn't done anything. It doesn't count for anything. Even though if the gadol placed it, like he arranged it and he got there already, and this kid came along and lit it, you can't be yotzi from that. It doesn't fulfill your obligation. It doesn't count for anything. So saying those who say that once a child has reached the age of chinuch, then it is permissible to fulfill your obligation from that child. The Rama says, but nowadays the chol echad mi bnei abayit madlik bnei atzmo. So for Ashkenazim, in Ashkenazim, that everyone in the house lights. A katan shagia lechinuch tzarich ladlik, so that a child who reaches the age of chinuch really should light his own candles. Okay, so Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah says that a woman can light for her husband. Even though a man should do it for her, like she could be his shliach for it, to take him out, if he's standing at the time of lighting and he hears the bracha, if after the case, or if he doesn't answer amen with the bracha, he also fulfilled his obligation. And also a man blessing for his wife, he takes out her obligation if she's standing by and hearing the bracha. Lo binyan acher, not with somebody else. They're saying, so even though we say every person in the house has to light candles, for a wife, we said in the beginning, remember when we did 2 weeks ago, the wife is kegufo, it's this person, so a wife doesn't have to light on there. And she has to just be near the people lighting, she has to join with them. It's good for the men. But if she wants to say, if the woman wants to say the blessings, because she was part of the mitzvah, she can bless it. She's able to. Because it's a mitzvah aseh with a shezman. Shezman grama, but she's able to bless it. Because she ain't a ish babayit, to leak isha, and if there's not a man in the house to light for a woman, then she has an obligation. She should make a blessing. And a child should not light it. It's better for her to light it, like we saw above. And let's see here. So we said now, a blind person, if he's in a house of other people, and he's able to join by giving them a little bit of money for the price of the oil and the candles, we said, and they can bless for him. This is the better way. This is the preferred way. But if he has nobody there, or if he has a wife, rather, sorry, im yesh lo isha, if he has a wife, his wife should light for him. If he's by himself, he should light with somebody's help at least. So he can, obviously make sure he's lighting the candles. And this is what the charge Shiva says, and that he doesn't bless. He shouldn't bless. Because he can't fulfill the obligation of others, because he can't take out the obligation of others, he should not make the blessing. And we said now, for a woman, she's obligated. Because the miracle was from them. Because the women, we said, it says in the first halacha for Hanukkah here, I don't think we did that, but basically the miracle of Hanukkah was at the time, the Roman officers would take first priority for the new wives, for the anyone, getting married. So the Yehudis, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, she killed the head guy, the head Roman officer there. The head Greek guy, same thing, Romans, Greeks. Yeah, Greeks. So she killed him, so the miracle is from them, so they have a part of this miracle. So, Klum, we said that meaning the deaf, the deranged, the child, when they light the candles, they don't do anything. So even even if others stand over them and like lighting on them, they don't have a mitzvah on them. They're still obligated on the mitzvah. The children don't have an obligation for the mitzvah, so they don't fulfill an obligation for other people. Now, even if this gadol came about and placed the candles, right? Because lighting, though, is the mitzvah, this kid, he didn't place it, so he didn't fulfill his obligation. Meaning, like, the kid lit it, but the adult placed it, and he put all the oil in, put all the candles in, he didn't fulfill his obligation. The yesh misha omer, etc. Ine lefi mash shestam, amakar, rabbi simen, taf reish pei tet. So face mashma del mashma, the masa ein nismuch shei katum. We don't rely on the child for that he's able to light, fulfill the obligation for an adult. Don, and nowadays we say. Even though we say that the halacha is not like the yesh omerim, and others cannot take out, from their lighting, fulfill obligation. Well, in any case, when the kid reaches chinuch age, he should be lighting. And this is what the Bir Halacha says. Nearly, the katan ain't zarech lehachmir kulei hai, taishlik bechol laila rach ner echa. So, you want to train your child, Bezat Hashem, in proper lighting. In Hanukkah, he's 5, 6 years old, let's say. You don't have to be machmer if it's expensive for you and to buy him a whole Hanukkah and with lots of oil and everything. He can just light one candle, and that is good enough for that. But also, he should say, Shasani Sin Lavosenu, because the miracle happened to our fathers, so for everybody. So we're holding for next week, Bezat Hashem, Tuf Reish Ayin Vav, on the brachas of Hanukkah and what to say.